to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, yeah. What day is it today, Cheyenne?
It's Tiny Friday.
See? You didn't know what day it was either.
I haven't known what day it was all week, to be completely honest.
Well, we get to rest when Country Thunder's over.
Yeah.
No, actually, we don't.
Turn right around. We got Dasha. It's fine. Everything is fine.
You know what today is? Thursday, April 3rd? National Burrito Day.
Shush your mouth. Are you serious?
I don't play when it comes to burritos.
Sir.
We are definitely going to have to eat some burritos today.
I need a burrito now.
Wouldn't that fix all of your problems?
It really would, though. Or it would put me right to sleep. One or the other.
That's the other side effect of burritos.
It is.
You might want to avoid. But yeah, happy National Burrito Day. Today is also National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Ooh, oh. I can get behind that.
National Find a Rainbow Day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, did you see my Instagram?
No, I didn't.
I saw that.
OMG.
Did you have a radio?
I got to share it. I didn't share it just because I was being selfish. But yesterday, it did a little drizzle while it was bright and shiny out.
Yeah.
And then we flew up the kite because if there's any amount of wind, my son is like,
Dad,
it's windy. Throw the kite up in the air. So we threw the kite up in the air. And then there was the most visually delectable double rainbow happening right over our heads. And all the neighbors were popping out. It was the weirdest. It was like we were watching a UFO or something.
I love that, though.
It was great. Everyone was jumping out.
See a rainbow at all.
Look at the rainbow. It was very cool. So,
Lucky you.
National Rainbow. Also, American Circus Day. I don't know.
I'm going to stick with burrito and chocolate mousse day.
And rainbows.
I can do without a rainbow.
Oh, all right. I never met somebody who disliked a rainbow before.
I don't dislike rainbows. I just really like burritos and chocolate mousse.
I'm with you on that, Cheyenne. My son gets way more excited about the rainbows. All right, coming up on the show, we are going to play Minute to Win It with one of your final opportunities to get this grand prize.
This is the last pair's. Because there's four of them. This is the last tickets we have for Country Thunder, period.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And then we'll see you on Thursday.
Oh boy.
Hey! Speaking of Thursday, just took a gander at the weather forecast for next week.
How's it looking? Because I knew it was changing. It's been changing every couple hours.
Thunderers? What do you call people that go to Camel Country
Thunderers.
Thunder? Thunderers.
Yeah.
Thunderers, beware, okay? Bring sunscreen, lots of it.
It's going to be
Bring
hot.
Hydration, lots of it. And don't bring much clothing because you will not need it.
It's low hundreds.
Yeah, 100 degrees Thursday, 100 degrees Friday. Saturday's projected to be like 98. And then Sunday is going to be a brisk 94 degrees.
Ugh, bring a light jacket.
But hey, we're there.
We're here for it.
And we're going to do it regardless.
Lots of water.
All right. Stick around. We're going to have a great day.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Let's break some news, Cheyenne.
Okay, who we calling?
Let's first and foremost do what we've been doing all morning, which is giving applause to Sydney, who recently got engaged.
Oh, I love that. Congratulations. Yes.
So her fiance, Dante, wanted me to call her this morning and say she can move in. He's agreed to it.
Love that.
But there is one condition.
I don't like conditions.
Well, it's conditional.
It sounds like an ultimatum.
It's conditioner.
Okay.
Let's call her up.
What? Hello.
Hey.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, hi.
Hi, is this Sydney?
Yes, this is Sydney. What do you want? I'm at work.
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. This will only take a second. I'm sorry to interrupt your day.
What's up?
Well, I have news from your new fiance and lover, Dante.
Okay.
He said call him your lover. He also said that he's ready for you to move in with him permanently.
Aww. Okay.
But you'll have to get rid of Mr. Snuggle Wuggle.
Oh, Mr. Snubblewubble. No, I love it.
That's the bad news.
That's a heavy butt.
Hey, Sydney, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Thank you for letting us break the news to you today. How long have you had Mr. Snugglewuggle? Sounds like it plays a pretty big part in your life.
We go everywhere together since we were kids.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. So, are you going to be okay with giving up Mr. Snugglewuggle?
I mean, it kind of sounds like Dante wants to be your Mr. Snugglewuggle. You might be trading one for the other.
By the way, congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah,
we're all very happy for
you. Love that for you.
Thank you.
But your connection to Mr. Snugglewuggles is...
It's concerning.
Slightly concerning.
It's concerning.
Maybe I can hide it.
What if you only snuggled with him on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Spoken like a true Snugglewuggle addict.
There is a hotline for those kinds of things.
But it's Mr. Snugglewuggle.
Oh, I didn't know this phone call was going to become an intervention, hey, Sydney, we're going to need you to put down the Snugglewuggle.
We have
messages from people that love you.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Enough is enough, Cheyenne.
Okay, enough of what?
My wife cooks great meals 95% of the time.
Oh, and the other 5?
She thinks she cooks a good meal.
No!
The other 5%, she sold. She even tried to sell it to me yesterday at dinner. I was like, these Brussels sprouts are a miss for me, babe.
No. Was she like, I don't know what you're talking about. They're yummy.
She totally, she was like, hey, if you bring attention to how bad they taste, then our son will then not eat them. And I'm like,
that's valid. Ugh.
So since that episode happened, I've never brought up anything that doesn't taste good.
Uh-huh.
And once in a while, there's a swing and a miss.
Oh, no.
And the Brussels sprouts last night, everything bad about a Brussels sprout was happening. The true essence of a Brussels sprout, if you don't like season it well, it tastes like cabbage. Like it's.
I love cabbage. I love Brussels sprouts. It has like
what's that flavor? Gross. That's the flavor. Like that old, old socky smell.
You know? You're talking about sulfur?
Sulfur. There you go. Sulfur smell. And they were like wet and mushy.
Ugh.
Like there was no resistance whatsoever to them.
That is unfortunate.
Oh, man.
And I know exactly
so then my
what you're talking about.
My son, my love, the apple of my eye says, Mom, these Brussels sprouts don't have honey on them, do they? And Dana goes, no, they do not, son. No, they do not. What we're trying to watch a little bit, be a little bit more diligent with what he eats because his diet is kind of wild lately. And we're like, okay, it's getting a little out of control. He gained a bunch of weight since his last weigh-in, like a lot of weight. So now we're like, okay, we just got to, we're not going to be crazy about it, but we got to be more conscious of it.
Conscious, yeah.
So the fact that there's no honey on the Brussels sprouts was a real letdown for him.
He did not like that. He did not like that there was no sweetness to it.
So when he said that, he was like, there's no honey on this, Mom. She goes, no. And I was like, yeah, see, maybe we could have thrown some balsamic glaze on here or something.
A little bit of something.
Something to give a little flavoring. So unfortunately, it was a miss. I put up with it because 95% of the time, home run.
Yeah.
95% of the time, Booyakasha, loving her slow cooked meals. Her meatloaf is out of control. She does these Big Mac tacos.
Ooh,
from time to time.
Yeah. So let me ask you something, because you do rave about your wife's cooking all of the time.
Yeah.
Love that for you. So 95% of the time it's good. What if it was flip-flopped and 95% of the time it was bad, but you still love your wife the way that you do today? How long are you willing to put up with bad cooking because you just love your wife and your spouse?
If you're lying to your spouse, you're lying to yourself.
For sure.
And I can't do that. I cannot do that.
Food is entirely too important to waste a meal on bad cooking.
Exactly.
Like, no.
We don't have that many meals in our lifetime when you look at it. We only eat 3 times a day, every day, for our entire lives.
We only eat 3 times a day.
We don't need 33% of that to be garbage in a day. Okay?
I'm not here for it. I'm like, like, I generally will admit when something's not good. Like, even when my kids are like, Mom, I don't want to eat. This is not good. I'm like, you're right.
Do you love a man that, like, will be like, babe, I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Sign me up.
Boys.
Be a man of God and a man of the kitchen. I love me a man that can cook.
Oof.
Yes, that's what I need in my life.
Apply here.
Apply
I
now.
I feel like we do that every time we talk about you.
I know.
Please apply here. If you're a chef.
The world is tired of Cheyenne being single at this point. So
if you can chef it up for Cheyenne, that's the new bit that we're going to start doing. Chefing it for Cheyenne.
I would love that.
Serve up your delights right into her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
That was just a wild turn. Okay.
Will I ever let it down that my wife ruined those Brussels sprouts? Probably not.
Probably not. They will forever be engraved.
But I will never tell her. I will never tell her. Again.
Because you already told her the first time that they were not good.
We got Stephanie in Buckeye on the phone. Good morning, Stephanie.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right. So how long are you willing to put up with bad cooking in your life, Stephanie?
So look, I burned a frozen pizza one time. That's just one time. Frozen pizza. And my husband cut me off.
So he wasn't willing to put up with it at all.
No. Like, he cooked. He doesn't let me in the kitchen. And it works. It works for me. I kick my feet up. I smell the smells. But one time, and he cut me off.
I'm hung up on the fact that you burnt a frozen pizza. I'm not even mad. I'm kind of impressed.
Can we point out the fact that technically reheating a pizza is not cooking?
It's not even cooking.
It's not cooking.
So when you do cook.
I'm multitasking.
When you do cook, Stephanie, do you just, it just doesn't taste good? Like, it's just, you're just not a cook.
It's just not, she's not built for it.
Yeah, I'm a microwave cook. The only thing I really make is reservations.
Yeah, she makes some damn good reservations.
I love that. I love that for you and your husband.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, as long as you guys know your roles and you're happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, exactly, because I'm comfortable now.
Yeah, you are.
Atta girl.
She's sitting plush. It's fine.
I thought there was an emergency situation happening. I thought that my neighbor had actually needed some assistance. I thought he was being attacked.
What?
Did you ever see the movie? What's the movie? Abe, you could probably help me out with this. Chris Farley, and they're in the car and they're getting pulled over. I think it's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy?
The Bees?
Yeah, the Bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys have all seen the Bees.
Yes.
So he's like, Bees! Ah! This is what my neighbor did. He ran out of his house and he's screaming. He's going, ah! And he's clapping his hands.
What time of day is this?
Oh, this is at night. I was pulling in the bins.
Oh, your trash cans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was putting them by the side of the house. And when I heard him burst through the front door, it was at least 9:30.
Oh, wow.
And he's clapping.
Ah! What is happening?
And he's screaming. I was like, Tom, you okay?
You okay there, bub?
You okay? I took a little defensive position behind the trash can. I'm like, what's going on, Tom? He goes, there are all these bunnies.
I was like, what?
What bunnies? What are you talking about? Apparently, there was a bunny that he spotted through his window that was nibbling on some of his vegetation in front of his house.
First of all, I'm impressed that he spotted a bunny at 9:30 at night from through the window? Who is Tom?
What I put together here is that he's very retired and enjoying doing crazy things. What I put together is that if you're that hypervigilant, or if you care about your vegetation that much in your front lawn, you don't want anything messing it up. So you're probably watching it all the time.
Sounds like Tom needs a hobby.
Yeah, Tom was watching it, and he saw a little bun get up on its hind legs and do a little nibbles. And he goes, oh, these bunnies.
These bunnies.
Nothing on the planet could irritate me as much as bunnies irritate Tom. I swear to you. He went absolutely nuts. And he has like a little fencing around his plants too, just so the bun buns can't get to him. which is absolutely nuts to me. I like seeing the buns. We have one in our backyard. He lives in our rosemary bush.
Aww.
And he'll like scatter once we open the back door. And he'll take off. And he's part of our family now.
He's part of the landscape.
We just call him the bun bun.
That's adorable.
I totally thought he was being attacked by a demon or something of that nature.
It sounds like when you're screaming out of your house.
The way he reacted.
A little aggressive for one bunny, Tom.
But no, ladies and gentlemen, Tom was screaming at a bunny.
At 9:30 at night. It's wild.
Get out of here.
That's what happens when you don't have an HOA. You just scream outside at 9:30.
Just lawless.
Lawlessness.
Bun assaults happening left and right. That's my neighborhood. I love it. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Now, y'all know, I love a good visit to see our listeners. If you invite us to something, we're probably going to come.
The majority of the time.
The chances are higher when it's something really cool.
And there are, I don't know, men in uniform involved.
Okay.
I don't want to throw it out there, but that might have been part of the reason.
Not at all. Okay. In this particular reason, and I will tell you why. So, we have a listener. Her name is Jamie. She works with the Surprise Fire Department. Mm-hmm. She's a part of their like public safety division of the department.
Okay.
So she's not a firefighter, but she works with the community about fire education and all the things.
She does PR.
She does. It's funny because she does what my dad does.
Oh.
Because my dad has been a firefighter for like 25 years. He's been forever. So I grew up on a fire department, which is really like why I love visiting fire departments, because it's kind of like, it's really close to my heart.
Yeah.
I worked on an ambulance, a private ambulance, a lifetime ago. Worked on the fire department volunteer. Like, this is very close to my heart. So Jamie sends me a message. She's like, hey, you're going to be out at Lou Malnati's in Surprise. This was Monday. You should come out and see the fire station. We got a brand new ladder truck. You got to come out and check it out. And I'm like, bet.
Yes.
I will be there. So I got to go to the 305, I believe, is their department number, which is right off of Greenway there in Surprise. So I get there. I go in. I meet all the guys. And then I get to go check out this brand new ladder truck. And this thing is clean.
Ooh.
It's what you imagine a ladder truck to be. It's this truck. It's got all the bells and whistles. She's like, hey, you want to sit in it? And I don't care how old you are. I don't care how old you are. When you get to sit in the driver's seat of a fire truck, you become a six-year-old. Because you get up and you're like, oh, this is big. This truck is massive.
Yes.
Way bigger of a cab than like a normal fire truck.
Yeah.
So we get out of it or whatever, and we go back inside. We're chit-chatting with the guys, and they're like, you want to go for a ride? And I was like, yes! Yes, I do! So we
sign her up.
Yeah, I know. We get in the truck. We go for a loop around the block, and we come back in, and like, I'm nerding out at this point because like, I'm having fun. I'm having a good time.
Did you get to put the headset on?
I did!
What?
I got to put the headphones on. We were talking, and
yes!
It was so cool. And we pull back into the fire truck, and he's like, so you're going to go up in the bucket? And I'm like, no. No, I'm not. And he's like, yes, you are.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, okay, I'm doing that then. This is what I'm doing. So I ended up being able to go into the fire, into the bucket.
The bucket, yeah.
Fully extended.
They shot you up in the sky.
They did. It was a whole thing. I'm standing up there. I left my phone down with Jamie, and we hear over the radio, it goes, because there's a radio at the bottom to the top of the bucket. It's like, Brock's going to bring Cheyenne's phone up to her so she can take pictures. And I was like, oh, sweet. Thanks,
nice.
Brock. Brock is one of their newest firefighters. He just got off probation. Him's a baby. So we watch him, and they're like, this is funny. I'm like, why is this funny? They're like, because Brock is terrified of heights. So you see Brock, he's climbing one hand over the other.
You know Chief was going.
All of them. They thought it was
Noob.
Hilarious. So he brings my phone up, and Brock's like, I'm just going to stay here until you guys go down. And then you hear on the radio, send Brock back down. So then he had to go back down the stairs. He's like, it's fine. It's going to be fine. So then we were getting ready to come down in the bucket, and the guys are going back and forth about how to get down.
Yeah.
And they're like, should we elevator drop it on her? And I'm like, you elevator drop this bucket. I will punch one of you in the face. And then you guys are going to have to go home to your wives and explain why you have a black eye. So, yeah, it was great. I went up, came down. It was stunning view.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can check it out on my Instagram at Radio Cheyenne because I posted it already. It was one of the prettiest views of the valley that I've seen in a while.
That's awesome.
Absolutely worth it. If you ever get the chance to go up in a ladder, in a bucket of a ladder truck, definitely go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Shout out to the Surprise Fire Department and all of our first responders.
All of the first responders as a whole. Y'all are real ones.
Well, sounds like I need to get out to a fire department immediately and get on that radio and tell Brock to come save me.
I mean, you would be lucky. That's all I'm saying.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's time to play Minute to Win It. We only got one question revealed yesterday out of the new set of 10 questions, so...
Yeah, he was not in it to win it.
He was not, so Tony in Queen Creek has a little bit of an uphill battle. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
All right, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Let's do it.
Perfect. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. If you are ready, we are ready.
Let's go!
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder headliner was in a band called The Ranch before hitting it big as a solo artist.
Oh. Riley Green.
No, that's not it. We have now narrowed it down to a 50-50 possibility for tomorrow.
Tony, hey, you know what? You gave it a heck of a try.
You did.
I did.
You had a 1-in-4 chance. Tony, you did not answer all 10 questions correctly, which means you're not going to have those four-day passes in the Camel Country Thunder, but you are going to get a pair of single-day admission tickets into Country Thunder on Sunday.
Sunday.
Congratulations, Tony. Hang on just a minute.
I love your show.
Thank you. Oh, that was nice.
You know what? I started off by making fun of him for that effort, but because he said that, I give him an A for effort.
I love it.
You know what? You really, really did your thing, Tony. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate
Good job,
you.
Tony.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne.
Hey.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I picked up a new hobby, Cheyenne.
Did you now?
If there's something that you should know about me is that when I get in a hobby, I go all in.
I love this about you, though.
I'm not a dabbler. I'm like a full commit.
Okay.
So the latest one is something that I've always thought was amazing, but yet I've never really focused on it because I didn't really develop that muscle, which is wine tasting.
Oh, talk to me. I love wine.
I love wine.
Yeah.
The problem is, and has been for the longest time, if you gave me like a $2 bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon and then like a $500 bottle, I could not tell the difference at all. I'd be like, okay, tastes like wine.
That's wine.
It's wine.
Yeah.
And then I saw a documentary about how like sommeliers go through the whole educational process and then testing. A well-trained sommelier can take a sip of wine from anywhere in the world and tell you not only where it's from, what year it's from, and what brand it is.
This is one of the most fascinating certificates or like badges of honor that you can have, because
right?
The ability to taste one sip and to tell you what area the grapes are from in the world.
How incredible is that?
That is wild to me. So are you trying? Is that your goal?
No, but I definitely want to experience different types of wines, natural wines, regular wines from different places.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went out to dinner with a bunch of friends. We went to Capitol Grill in Scottsdale. They were in town, so they wanted to go pretty big with the dinner and try some really, really delicious stuff. And we tried this wine from Oregon, from Willamette Valley.
Ah, beautiful area.
And I'll tell
area.
You what, I've probably never even had a wine from Oregon in my entire life. It was a Pinot Noir, and it was like tasting God's wine that he gave to the disciples.
It's that Pacific Northwest
Jesus
wine.
It's what it tasted like on my lips. Plus, it was cool. It wasn't cold. It was cool. I've never had a red wine that was cool.
A little bit of a chill.
I'll tell you what. It was a religious experience for me. And ever since then, I've been a little crazy about it. I'm like, I have to start buying. Like, I just have to start buying and recreating that experience. So I can experience it every night with dinner.
I mean, I've been a part of like the Cooper's Hawk Wine Club for probably 2-3 years now.
Oh.
So I get wine every month and I absolutely love it. And the cool thing about Cooper's Hawk is a lot of their wines come from like my home area.
Yeah.
So if you're in the wine aisle, here's a fun fact. If you're in the wine aisle and you pull out a wine and it says Columbia Valley on it, uh-huh. it's from the area that I grew up in because I am from a wine area. So Whoa. we do hops, which is for your beer.
Yeah.
And then wine, which is wine.
For your wine.
Grapes for your wine.
Wow.
Like it's pretty cool. So if you see a Columbia Valley or even Chateau St. Michel, mm-hmm. that comes from Washington State, which is where I'm from. It's always a good wine to start
oui,
with.
Oui, oui, oui. Sounds very delicious.
Oui, oui.
I'm going to develop this new hobby. I'll let you guys know how far it's gone. So far, I got a wine fridge off of Facebook Marketplace for $40. It's perfect for my Pinots.
Yeah.
And I bought a couple bottles. So I haven't been able to recreate that experience, but this hobby is going to grow.
Have you ever gone to a professional wine tasting?
Nah, I went to Jack Daniel's distillery.
That's not wine.
That was as close as I got. I was in Tennessee, and I was like, "Hey, we near Lynchburg. Let's
try that Tennessee wine.
Let's try this one. Let's try this Tennessee wine."
We gotta go wine tasting.
All right,
we will go wine tasting. I'm not a wine connoisseur.
Call me
by any means,
Nicole, and let's go wine tasting, girl.
I'll just call you Nico, and we can just go have some wine.
Okay. All right, we got calls about my new interest in life, which is being a wineman. Is that a thing?
I don't think so, but I kind of like it.
I feel like wineman needs to be a thing.
You're a wine guy.
All right, Camel Country, good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, who's the guy that has the wine conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a wine-a-sewer now.
Okay, I got you. Here's, just so you don't get a bunch of calls, it's called the Willamette Valley.
Wait, say it again?
Willamette, damn it. Willamette. That's how you say it.
Willamette, damn it.
There you go.
I like saying it better that way.
It does make it a little bit better.
Well, you know what they should do? They should spell it correctly then, because it's spelled Willamette.
I got it. I agree.
Are you from that area?
I live in Idaho in the summertime.
Oh, nice. What part of Idaho? Yeah.
Well, yes, sir.
Sandpoint.
Oh, beautiful.
I summer in the hoe.
Summer in the hoe.
There we go. I will not screw that up ever again. Thank you, sir.
I didn't even catch that you said it wrong, so there's that.
Oh, my God. I feel like such a terrible son. Facebook just reminded me that today is my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God. Before you remembered?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank goodness for Facebook.
For family members, normally I'm on top of that. Clearly, right. I dropped the ball. So, should we call my dad?
Yeah.
All right, let's wish him a happy birthday. Okay. This is my father, Yanni the Greek Lover. He should be awake by now.
Hello?
Ella.
Calimera.
Pui se.
Pui me, sto tenesime.
Des ako kala.
Sto tenesime.
Oh, he's in Nashville, Tennessee, y'all.
Oh, that's fun.
Hey, Bob, just wanted to call you and say,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad.
Dad, happy birthday to you.
You can call him Yanni.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Yanni.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
It sounded like you were in a bathtub. Were you relaxing in the bath?
Actually, it's been raining here all night.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Thunderstorms.
Oh.
Tornado warnings. The alarm is going on.
Uh-oh.
Every 10, 15 minutes from the city. Okay. I have never seen anything like it.
Okay, that's a little bit more dramatic than I thought. Okay,
well,
no, seriously.
Be safe, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Does that mean you're not going to have a picnic for your birthday?
I am going to have no matter what.
Oh, I like that. All right, Bob, we just want to call you and say, I call him Bob, by the way.
Little
frame of reference, because Baba is a name for Dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
You're welcome.
I've been listening to you guys every day. You sound wonderful together.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I'm always proud of my son.
Well, we're proud of him, too. Oh, well, he's adapted really well.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you guys.
All right. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you. I love you, too, guys. Thank you very much.
That was him, the man, the myth, the legend, Yanni, the Greek lover.
He is spectacular.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go home with you to meet your family because I need to meet them.
He really talks like that.
That is truly
so
him.
Whenever you hear me do my dad's accent on the radio, that's how he speaks. Is Coastal Carolina even a real school?
I mean, it's a D1 school.
Coastal Carolina University is, in fact, a real school.
What's the Florida one that popped off in the NCAA tournament like 6 or 7 years ago? Florida International or something?
Oh, yeah.
FIU? I think it's Florida International University. Like, nobody's ever heard of the school before.
Mm-hmm.
It shows up in the top 10. And they did really well in March Madness. And so, of course, Coastal Carolina is one of those schools where they're popping up for a reason. And it's an amazing reason.
I'm getting
on
board with this.
Absolutely. They are setting the standard for college football. They're announcing that their concessions will be free this season.
Their hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, and soda are all a part of your tickets. Now, here's the thing. It's not like... Okay, it's one hot dog per person.
Yeah.
No. You can get 4 items every time you visit the concession stands with no limits. You could literally get 4 hot dogs every 15 minutes if you wanted to.
That's wild.
Talk dirty to me, Cheyenne.
Right?
You like, said 4 hot dogs.
4 hot dogs. You could get 4 nachos. You could get 2 hot dogs and nacho, whatever combination. The only thing is, here's the only but.
Here it is.
You have to download the app so that they can scan it to keep track of what it is that's going in and coming out.
Yeah.
And then anything outside of those things, obviously you have to pay for it. So like beer you have to pay for, or if you want, I don't know.
Yeah. Count me in. Count me in on all of this.
1,000%.
No offense to the D-backs or the Cardinals, but when you go to those big stadium games and...
It's expensive.
You're paying $13-$14 for a hot dog. It's like, come on, guys.
It's wild.
Literally $2 Nathan Famous out of the grocery store. So, wow. I like this. I like this a lot.
I love this. I've read a lot of comments. People are wondering like how much they're going to jack up the ticket prices, which would be understandable. And I think I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, if you jack the ticket price up $10 per person.
They're probably looking to increase it another $10 to $20. So if you're paying $30 for a ticket, now suddenly it's $50. Disneyland, take notes right here, because you're already spending $200, right, for a ticket to Disney. If it's $220 for free food and drink, they're going to make so much money off that.
Yeah.
With the hundreds of thousands of people that go there over a weekend. That why not let your patrons benefit from it, man?
I hate
spending $15 for a churro.
Even if it were $50 a ticket for something that was $30, that pays for itself.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
You make everyone happier. The experience
so much
is
happier.
Better.
It's so much better.
This is what's wrong with a lot of corporations nowadays. They're just trying to make that quick buck. They'll throw in an extra service fee or another charge for something. It's like... Guys, just put that in the ticket. I won't even notice it. But the fact that you throw in a fee or an extra charge, I'm like, now I noticed it, and it makes me mad.
It's almost like placebo effect to me. Like, you just jack the price up a little bit, and then not really say anything about the ticket price. Be like, by the way, this season, you're getting free hot dogs. Oh, I would be like, what?
Hey, we raised the D-backs tickets from $45 to $65, but guess what? You're all getting free food.
Okay.
Where do I sign?
Sign me up.
Coastal Carolina. We're doing a lot of applause today.
Changing the game in concessions. We're here for it.
And I love that. Hey, if you have any ideas, Camel Nation, 602-894-5653. You can text us. You can call us. Let us know if you have any examples of where you're really stuck paying whatever the price is. And you just don't want to. You want free concessions like Coastal Carolina. 602-894-5653. Coastal Carolina doing things right.
They really are, though. Free concession food with purchase of a ticket.
They're going to bump it a little bit, but hey, I'm not mad about it. I'm not stressed about it. You know what stresses me out? Is walking up to a counter and looking at the menu going, $15 for a hot dog?
Yeah, and then looking at the price, you're like, what is... And then you got 3 people... You're paying $45?
It doesn't
say hot dogs?
Excuse me, it doesn't say filet mignon.
No, it does not.
It says hot dog.
It also doesn't say Michelin star.
No, it does not.
It says national.
Patrick and Mesa is on the phone. Patrick, do you like this idea of having everything at the concessions free?
Not only do I like that idea, I think they need to extend it to airports.
What do you mean to airports?
Prices keep rising for cost of flight. That's Southwest, true. I just heard, is going to cancel their two bags fly for free.
I know.
I mean, it's already expensive enough to fly anywhere. Like, why don't you extend a little love at the airport? I don't want to pay $20 for a bag of almonds that I can get for $7 at Walmart.
That's a valid point.
It would be nice to actually get something at the airport with the cost of the plane, you know, a little all-inclusive action, maybe, you know, just to know that I could sit down and have a drink.
This man,
or
this man is a genius.
Or buy one, get one.
Let me tell you something.
Patrick.
Round of applause. Had to fly a couple weeks ago, right? I went on that trip to South Carolina. I always get peanut M&Ms at the airport. Mm. Sky Harbor, the bag, like the shareable bag that I can hang on to for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Was $14. $14.
That's ridiculous.
I got to Seattle at SeaTac, $9.
Jeez.
For the same bag and the same price. How wild is that?
Did you buy them at
Absolutely
SeaTac?
Absolutely not.
For the cheaper price?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm still mad about it. And I
would have bought a second bag and a third out of principle.
Just because. Yeah, it was wild.
Well, listen, this is perfect. The ballpark, you're kind of stuck there. Where are you going to go? You're not going to leave to go get food and beverage?
No.
The airport, you're stuck there. Where are you going to go? Food and beverage. Boom.
Stop
I love
taking
this
advantage
idea.
Of people. I do too. I love this. Patrick coming in
Patrick,
quick.
We might have to call some senators.
Yeah. You might need to be the senator.
We might have to write an email.
Strongly worded email.
Thank you, guys.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.